Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Benedict XVI received the bishops of England and Wales this Monday, during which he confirmed his plans for a voyage to Great Britain later this year and encouraged the Catholic pastors to continue and strengthen their presence in the public square. Eimear McCarthy reports.
The Archbishop of Westminster and President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, Vincent Nicholls, greeted the Holy Father on behalf of his brothers.
Most Holy Father, this visit ad limina apostolorum gives us a precious opportunity of thanking you personally and most warmly for the years of service that you are giving to the Apostolic See as our beloved Holy Father. We wish to assure you of our prayers and heartfelt support for you in the exercise of this supreme office. We are proud of our strong tradition of profound loyalty to the Holy Father. It is very much a feature of our Catholic life.
In his remarks to the bishops, Pope Benedict stressed the need for Catholics to be present and active in the discussion and decision of public questions.
Your country is well known for its firm commitment to equality of opportunity for all members of society. Yet, as you have rightly pointed out, the effect of some of the legislation designed to achieve this goal has been to impose unjust limitations on the freedom of religious communities to act in accordance with their beliefs. In some respects, it actually violates the natural law upon which the equality of all human beings is grounded and by which it is guaranteed. I urge you, as pastors, to ensure that the Church's moral teaching be always presented in its entirety and convincingly defended. Fidelity to the gospel in no way restricts the freedom of others. On the contrary, it serves their freedom by offering them the truth.
The Holy Father encouraged the bishops to continue insisting upon their right to participate in national debate through respectful dialogue with other elements in society.
In doing so, you are not only maintaining long-standing British traditions of freedom of expression and honest exchange of opinion, but you are actually giving voice to the convictions of many people who lack the means to express them. When so many of the population claim to be Christian, how could anyone dispute the gospel's right to be heard?
If the full saving message of Christ is to be presented effectively and convincingly to the world, continued Pope Benedict, the Catholic community in England and Wales needs to speak with a united voice. The Holy Father said this requires not only the bishops, but also priests, teachers, catechists, writers, in short, all who are engaged in the task of communicating the gospel, to be attentive to the promptings of the Spirit, who guides the whole Church into the truth, gathers her into unity, and inspires her with missionary zeal.
Make it your concern, then, to draw on considerable gifts of the lay faithful in England and Wales, and see that they are equipped to hand on the faith to new generations comprehensively, accurately, and with a keen awareness that in so doing they are playing their part in the Church's mission. In a social milieu that encourages the expression of a variety of opinions on every question that arises, it is important to recognize dissent for what it is and not to mistake it for a mature contribution to a balanced and wide-ranging debate.
It is the truth revealed through Scripture and tradition and articulated by the Church's magisterium that sets us free, said Pope Benedict, a fact, he went on to say, that was very much present to the great English Catholic priest, philosopher and churchman, the Venerable John Henry, Cardinal Newman.
Cardinal Newman realized this, and he left us an outstanding example of faithfulness to revealed truth by following the kindly light wherever it led him, even at considerable personal cost. Great writers and communicators of his stature and integrity are needed in the Church today. And it is my hope that devotion to him will inspire many to follow in his footsteps.
Pope Benedict also encouraged the bishops to generosity in implementing the Apostolic Constitution Anglicanorum Certibus, so as to assist those groups of Anglicans who wish to enter into full communion with the Catholic Church. The Holy Father said he is convinced that if given a warm and open-hearted welcome, such groups will be a blessing for the entire Church. In conclusion, Pope Benedict commended the bishop's apostolic ministry to the intercession of Saint David, Saint George, and all the saints and martyrs of England and Wales, and invoking the intercession of Our Lady of Walsingham, imparted his apostolic blessing. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.